In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Holy 50 days. This Sunday is commonly known as Thomas Sunday, and we all remember how the Lord appeared for the second time to the disciples, and Thomas was among them. And he answered his doubts, and he made him to, as he asked, to stretch his hand and touch the wounds in his side and touch his hands in order to believe and to have this first-hand experience in order to be able to go and preach the news of the resurrection. And actually the Lord here blessed the people who are to believe without seeing, because we all didn't see what happened 2,000 years ago, but we believe and we live with this belief. And the war of doubts is the first weapon that Satan used to make Adam and Eve to fall into the original sin. The very first war was a war of doubt. He came to them and asked them, did he really say to you, do not eat from all of the trees of the garden? And he started to lay doubts, question after question, and every one of these questions that casted doubt in the heart of Eve made her believe in God to be shaken, and by which he was able to make her to fall. The war was first against the meaning of God's words. Did he really say to you this? Did God really meant what he said? Till now we hear the same. Did God really meant this? Did God really said that unless you eat from the flesh and eat from and drink from the blood, you have no life in you? No, he didn't mean this. He just meant that this is a symbol, a commemoration. Still, the war of doubts is ongoing, and Satan, the author of this deception, it is still working in order to deceive the people on what is the meaning of God's word. Also, the war was against the love of God towards man. He said to Eve, no, God, he is really, he doesn't want you to be as good as him. He doesn't love you. That's why he gave you the commandment not to eat from the forbidden tree. He cast a doubt and made like a shade of doubt on the word of God, made Eve to believe that maybe God doesn't love me as he is saying to us. It's still the same, still happened till now. We all sometimes question if God loves us or not. We look at some of the disasters that is all because of man, and we relate it to God and said, God, if God loves me, why all of this problem happening to me? If God really loves mankind, why all of these disasters are taking place? We still till now question if God is wise and really he loves us or not. The same war of doubt that Satan was successful with Eve is still doing this with us till now. Also, he cast a doubt on God's justice. God said it very clearly to Eve and Adam, if you eat from the tree, you will die. But he said to her, no, you are not going to die. This is just God threatening. And Eve believed Satan, and this seed of doubt worked in her heart, and she stretched her hand and ate from the forbidden tree. Till now, we hear the same doubts about God's justice. No, God is not going to judge anybody. Do you believe that God, the compassionate, the lover of mankind, will throw any people in Hades? Do you think by saying this small lie, God will judge you? Do you believe that really by saying bad words or cursing, this is a big deal? No, God is very forgiving and he is very kind. He is not going to pay attention to all of these trivialities. The same doubts that Satan is trying till now to make us to doubt God's justice. Really, maybe God doesn't mean what he said. And still the world tells God's promises. Every day we hear it, do not be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't think about tomorrow. I am taking care of everything in your life. But we still question this. The people who like study the Bible says that the word do not be afraid is written in the Bible 366 times. as if it is covering all the days of the year, including even the year which comes with 366 days. In spite of this fact, we still doubt God's promises to us that He takes care of us. He will never let us down if we really put our trust in Him. Why we do not believe, the same war of doubts taking place against us, and we still believe Satan and disbelieve God. Even now, the people started to question and doubt if God exists or not. This man in Italy, we heard about this case a few months ago, that he made a claim against the Catholic Church, saying that Jesus never existed. And now still till people now read books about if God exists or not, and you will be astonished when you know that the number of atheists and the people who do not believe in God is counted by hundreds of millions of people. In the 21st century, the people are till now doubting if God exists or not. Why? The same war of doubts that make a lot of people to go astray. We hear words in order to doubt His life, His death, and His resurrection. You find book like Da Vinci Code, this man, the author, he sold 12 million copies of this work. Why? The people are doubting, and they come and say, yes, maybe he married Mary Magdalene, and all of this nonsense that we hear it every day. It's a seed of doubt taking place in the heart and mind of the people who do not know. Then how we should face this war, how we should be ready in order to give an answer for this war of doubts that is taking place every day in our life. We have to know that these seeds of doubts are not going to bring fruits unless it has some other factors to help these evil seeds to grow. The first factor that helps the seeds of doubt to grow is the factor of ignorance and superficiality. The people do not know anything about God. They do not care to read about Him. So whenever they hear something that makes them to doubt, then easily they will go and doubt. The people make deal of the Gospel of Judas. And people come and ask, what is this? Do we have really an authentic Bible? Is this something missing from the Bible? Why they are asking this? Simply because they do not know the history of the church. They do not know that these copies are there, and the church is very well aware about it, and it was not considered as an authentic book since the early centuries of Christianity. No surprises, nothing new about this. There are also Gospels related, or the people to write to related to St. Peter, St. Thomas, St. Barnabas. All of this was examined thoroughly by the church, and it was regarded as books of no authenticity, and were like disregarded. But the people now in the 21st century, because of the ignorance and superficiality in the relationship of God, they make a big deal of this. You find a board of people have PhD in examining documents, and they come and say, we found a new thing. Why this seeds of evil is working? Because people are so much lenient toward being ignorant and superficial in their relationship with God. Another factor that makes the seeds of doubt to grow is the absence of relationship, personal relationship with God. Now, people will come to you and say, what if God did not exist? This is a lie. Everything you hear in the church, it's a lie. We don't have to go into a mental exercise to prove that God exists or not. Our answer is, no, He exists because I know Him. Because I lived my life with Him. I almost touched Him. I know that He exists because He is my friend. How can you say to me that He did not exist? I tasted Him, I touched Him, I lived my life with Him. The only thing that can make you to stand against the war of doubt is your relationship with God. If you know Him, if you truly know Him, nobody's going to make you shaken. But if you are like, maybe, I don't know, I just go with the flock, then anybody can take you away from the way of God. Another factor is what makes these evil seeds of doubt to grow is when we place our trust in the senses. Look here, even St. Thomas said, he didn't say that unless I see with my eyes. No, he said, unless I touch, I put my hand in his sight. Even he was doubting his own vision and sight. Even if I see him, I'm not going to believe. I need to touch. How many of us today needs or wants to believe, to touch? I want to see. No, do not try to convince me with anything. I want to see myself. And unless I see, I will never believe. People sometimes, they are dependent on a miracle that happens here or there. People travel maybe overseas to see a miracle in Egypt, while there is a miracle every day taking place in the church. The change of the bread and wine to become the body and the blood of the Lord. Why we question this? Why we do not believe in it? Why we want to see light in the church and aberration of Saint Mary in order for us to believe? Don't trust your senses. Don't put your heart into what you can grasp by your hand or by your eyes. Everything should be in your heart first. Sometimes these evil deeds of doubt grow because of bad companion. We have friends that they are already non-believers. They doubt everything, and we keep on listening to them. Their input one day might make your heart to question if what you really believed was something true or not. If I am already surrounded by the people who question everything and say to you, who is Jesus? What did he do? Maybe those people are lying. When I keep to hear this input day after day, it's very dangerous. That's why we have to be careful with our children. They might come with us to the church. They look fine and good. They are doing okay. One day, you might find that a surprise is waiting for you. Why? Because we didn't try to teach them. We didn't try to answer all of these doubts that Satan is trying to seed in their hearts. And we felt like they are fine, they are okay, as far as they did not come with a question. Answer them. Make them to believe and to know what you know, even if they did not question and didn't come to you with an inquiry. This evil seeds of doubt also might grow by abiding in a sinful life. The people who are away from God, it's very easy for them to doubt everything related to God. Why? Simply because they want to believe that God do not exist. I remember one time an atheist, he was talking and telling me that I read everything against the Bible. I asked him, did you read the Bible first place? He said, no. Then why did you focus so much on the criticism of the Bible and you didn't read the Bible? Simply because he wants to continue living in his sinful life. It is for his interest to prove that God do not exist. He will feel comfortable when God is no more. Then I can justify to myself this lifestyle that presence of God might make something like not feeling comfortable with. This evil seeds of doubt might also grow by pride. You remember Eve? Satan cast it in her heart that when you eat, you will be like God. This is good. Very interesting thing to do. I will just go and violate his commandment. Maybe I will be like him. When I have pride, when I am so superficial with my relationship with God, when I abide in sinful life, when I have a bad company, when I place my trust in my senses, and when I do not have a personal relationship with God, it will be very, very easy for me to be victim of this war of doubt that we pray that all of us will be victorious and successful to conquer it and to overcome it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.